I found a small, quiet room, a bit farther away from everyone so I could record these short interviews. In the other buildings of this huge hostel we've rented for the program, parallel workshops are taking place. But in this little secluded room, we can only hear ourselves. Raphael sits in front of me, wearing a yellow fedora hat that makes me feel like she's time-traveled from the late 19th century. I first met Raphael last year, and this is the second time we're together as faculty in this unique social-cultural program. Before starting these interviews, I didn't know what would happen when I asked different people about their own disappearance. And honestly, I didn't even know what this question would uncover with someone I already knew. Once again, I'm amazed by how a simple question can provide a glimpse into such rich, profound, and honest understandings of who we are. Interview number 2.
If there was a time like this, it must have been a very long time ago because I can't even remember it. I'm afraid I don't have an answer to that. Now, when I reflect on it, to be seen and heard remains a heart's desire. But as I said, I cannot think of a moment when I can say that this happened. This took place. Not to say that I don't feel accepted and loved by my friends and in circle of people who are dear to me, that's one thing. I know what you're referring to because I know that need inside me to be seen and heard. Once it happened in a particular context of losing a parent. So my mom passed away when I was 22, and I remember the first time I met someone who lost a parent in a similar way. And that was a moment of recognition, of feeling like we spoke the same language, this person and I, because I could relate certain things about this experience. But to be seen and heard is something I have yet to experience, I think.
I Think I Saw You is a podcast dedicating to exploring our human disappearance. In this season, I recorded the participants and faculty members of the program Generation J, each of whom reflected on their own thoughts and experiences of disappearance. I Think I Saw You, Raphael, right when you disappeared.
When I came to Berlin in 2012, and I spent my childhood and youth moving from one country to another, I was around a lot. And when I arrived to Berlin, I decided I'm staying here now, at least for the next 5 years. It turned out to be longer, but I'm staying here now, and I'll see what happens. Because my life has been on the move and I never had a geographical sense of home. And due to the history in the Balkans, and I spent a large part of my life growing up there and living there, it was about struggle, one or other sort of struggle. And it involved a lot of confrontation and a lot of fight, emotional, psychological, political fight. And so when I arrived, it was the first time in my life when there was nothing to struggle against. There was nothing to oppose. There was nothing to run away from. I'd finally arrived. And as a child, my wish was to get away from the place where I was born. It was just get away, get away, get away. And for years, I've been going back and forth. And finally, my arrival to Berlin marked the time where I did not have to go back anymore. And it felt like I stopped existing because all the struggle I had since I was born, for as long as I've been conscious, stopped being a thing. I was in this new surrounding, and this lack of struggle made me disappear. And I had to learn how to live in a way that is not only a reaction to outside violence of some sort. And it felt like I disappeared. I wasn't even there. And I did not know how to live, just live. It was not an easy time. And I had to be born again and learn how to make my first steps again in the world in which I exist, not as a reaction to something, but as a fact. I feel that my disappearance was, I did not invite it. I did not know this is what would happen to me once I decided, okay, I finally arrived somewhere from where I'm not returning to the place where I was born. And then I disappeared. I was taken by surprise. And this surprise forced me, it forced me into that space. And I don't think that's the thing. I don't think anyone would free willingly do that, to say, drop everything you ever considered to be the makeup of who you are and dare to find out who you are when you're not responding. I felt invisible, entirely invisible, even though I was in the system, in the sense that I enrolled into university, I was part of different groups, but I did not have a cause. And I don't mean a political cause that is only ideological, because my political cause in the Balkans was not a theoretical positioning. It was very much about life and death. It very much influenced my everyday life. So all of a sudden, whatever my political views were not a threat to my surrounding. I was here, so they were of no consequence. And it felt like I didn't exist. Yeah, there's so many things you can be a part of, and almost none felt appropriate or fitting. And in a highly functioning social structure as the one in Germany, for me, it was hard to find sufficient fuel. It left me feeling like I have nothing to hold on to. I'm a very lonely person. I feel very lonely. I am very lonely. Again, this does not mean that I don't have people who I love and who I know love me. But this loneliness is a true depth. And it would be amazing to have someone taking up space in my own disappearing act so that I'm not lonely. And maybe I would experience myself as less disappeared than I do at the moment. Although I do have to say that, and it's a result of constant internal struggle, but also deep psychological, emotional, mental, meditative processes that assist me, that I use as tools to find a way to reappear, and not by associating with external content, but rather with the stuff of life that's inside me. And I feel that I'm reappearing, or maybe appearing for the first time more than ever, because I am teaching myself how to exist within a society, but not necessarily only in some type of a neurotic response to an outside movement. I am now certainly in the position of a much deeper and wider insight and overview of what's going on around me than it used to be the case when I was in the framework of pronounced struggle for survival in different ways. And yes, I do feel alone. I am alone very much in where I am, but I experience loneliness a lot less. My name is Raphael. I'm an artist and I'm a student of the Talmud.
I Think I Saw You is dedicated to exploring our human disappearance. This podcast is also an invitation for you to delve into something less tangible, less linear, and less quote-unquote visible than what you might be used to in other series. So I hope you buckle up, sit back, and, well, wait a whole week for the next two episodes to be dropped. I Think I Saw You is created, produced, recorded, designed, and edited by me, Eyal Davidovich. Original music was also composed and performed by me. Mixing and additional sound design by Jan Pret. The podcast is supported by Paideia, the European Institute for Jewish Studies in Sweden. For more information, follow Art and Time Machines on Instagram or find the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Before you disappear, just a quick note. Bringing these stories to life has been an incredible journey, but there's still a long way to go to cover the costs. If you'd like to help keep this project going, please consider supporting it at ko-fi.com/I Think I Saw You. Thank you so much.